Oasis Audio presents The Nancy Drew Diaries, Number 8, The Magician's Secret, by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Diary. I've always been a little skeptical when it comes to magic. I guess the detective in me can't help wanting to know how every trick is done. But when celebrity magician Drake Lone Star decided to come to River Heights, even I was excited to see him perform. After all, it's not every day that you get to see a courthouse disappear into thin air. I just wish the evidence box for my dad's latest case hadn't disappeared too. Now we have to figure out the magic behind the mystery before something or someone else vanishes. Chapter 1. A Magical Day. I thought we had plans, I sighed. This is the third time you've canceled. My boyfriend, Ned Nickerson, just stood in the front hallway of my house and continued typing a text message into his phone. Ned! He raised his head.
Oh, sorry. I'm in the middle of an important conversation.
He took one more glance at the phone before lowering it to meet my eyes. You can't keep working like this. The stress isn't good for you. I squinted, staring at his hair. In fact, I think I see a strand of gray.
No way.
He looked up, startled, then touched his temples. Just kidding, I admitted with a chuckle. I understand that you have a million things to do. I just wish you could get some time off. Today was supposed to be fun.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I promise I'll find time for us to hang out, he said.
That's what you said Thursday, I replied. And again yesterday. Now it's Saturday. You deserve the weekend off. I put my hands on my hips. In fact, I'm going to complain to your boss. He's driving you too hard.
Ned snorted and grinned. Good luck.
He tilted his head toward my father's closed office door.
We both knew I'd be busy when your dad hired me as an intern.
He paused, then added,
I just didn't realize how busy.
I knew what he meant. As busy as Ned was, my dad, attorney Carson Drew, was even busier, and his latest case was taking up all his time. My dad was defending a man accused of stealing millions of dollars worth of precious gems from a jewelry shop right in our hometown of River Heights. Dad was convinced that his client, John Smallwood, was innocent, but he couldn't prove it. Not yet, anyway. Ned glanced down at his hand as his phone began to ring.
I really should.
He looked conflicted between answering what was obviously another important call and continuing the conversation with me. Don't worry. I picked up my purse from a side table near the front door. I can go to the show by myself.
Ned drew his eyebrows together. Show?
The magic show, I said, looping the purse, a new one my friend Bess had bought me, over my shoulder. He looked at me blankly. Drake Lone Star? Still no sign of recognition. He's probably the most famous magician ever to visit River Heights, I explained. He makes large, historic monuments disappear. I stretched out each word, trying to jog his memory.
Oh, right, Ned said at last. You showed me the video of him making the Eiffel Tower vanish.
Yes, I was encouraged, and the Taj Mahal, and the Sphinx in Egypt, and today our very own River Heights courthouse.
Ned was with me now. I'm so sorry, Nancy. I totally forgot.
Want to change your mind? I held
sample complete. Ready to continue?